Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, March the 22nd. Light. Back in a certain day, not so long ago for many of you, but what probably sounds like eons for others, medical training was the stuff of multiple textbooks, domineering trainers, cadavers, and nervous volunteer patients. Wide-eyed pupils beset with anxiety lest an error be made would shuffle around wards, ambulance stations, hospital corridors and A&E units, desperately trying to learn whilst avoiding the critical gaze of matrons and consultants who would be only too delighted to call out perceived weakness or ineptitude. Some would call it character building, others would call it vocation killing. All I'm certain of is that for every gifted medic to emerge into a successful career, plenty of others will be put off forever. I've been privileged to see plenty of new approaches designed to soften edges, restore faith, and enable mistakes to be made constructively and positively. Health Education Improvement Wales Brontlais Hospital has a dedicated virtual care cottage into which students are immersed to explore care scenarios in a safe but realistic environment. At Guy's St Thomas's Hospital, I've watched incredulously as a surgeon in St Thomas's demonstrated a new technique to students in Abu Dhabi via the Da Vinci surgical technology. But 2 weeks ago, I saw something that completely blew my mind. It moved the education sector, relatively speaking, from darkness into light. It will, ultimately, consign the terror of old-fashioned medical training to, well, the age that it represented. At Staffordshire University, they've been bold and pioneering, investing significant sums into the most advanced and realistic sim suite that I've yet seen. The University of South Wales have something similar, but in Staffordshire they've really gone all in. Multiple, purpose-built rooms, some capable of being accessed by ambulance and other emergency vehicles. Full audio-visual immersive experience to create a multitude of programmable scenarios, inclusive of smells, noise, temperature and more. I've watched, mesmerised, as scenarios in which I felt like an imposter were played out in remarkable detail. The medical royal colleges, police services, charity sector and more will be having to adjust their guidance for training if they visit. This will revolutionise the process of enabling trainee nurses, paramedics, doctors, allied health professionals and other services to fully simulate situations that previously would have been the preserve of slideshows and training videos. The sort of situation that a fully trained and experienced paramedic might see once in a career can now be simulated and repeated, with subtle alterations if desired, in perpetuity. Or better still, until the required level of skill and expertise is achieved. The opportunities presented for medical skills training are profound, but the bigger impact, I would suggest, is the fact that tomorrow's nurses, paramedics and doctors will be prepared, confident and competent in the face of circumstances that would previously have shocked and terrorised. Post-traumatic stress will undoubtedly be lessened because minds can be prepared. It may well be that Staffordshire University is not unique, but I can only report what I'm shown, and what I've shown here is jaw-dropping. Goodness me, the pace of development is truly extraordinary, and as a society, we're in a very privileged position when the power of technology is used as positively as is the case in Staffordshire. Bravo to all who have and continue to contribute. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.